Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy here with Sam, as always.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing pretty good.
It is a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
The weekend couldn't come faster, I don't think.
Yeah.
How you doing, Diego?
I'm doing all right. Kind of can't believe it's Tuesday. It's fucking awful.
Oh.
Diego has a water bottle that's like plastic. It's called a platypus.
I think it's really cool.
He can like roll it up. Yeah. But it sucks in the sense that it doesn't like stand up so good on its own.
It's just like a water bladder kind of thing. It's awesome. It's actually way more awesome than Sam is saying.
It's a person's
bladder. I'd probably give it a 9. Really?
Okay.
Out of 10, I'd give it a 9. Would I rate Boondock Saints? Like an 8?
Like a 12.
Like a 12? I'd rate this higher than Boondock Saints.
A 13? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. I like that platypus.
It's pretty, yeah. It's nice in the sense that it does roll up, so you could always have it in like whatever backpack.
All right. Enjoy your bedroom.
That bed.
Today we have a foreign movie for you guys, a Japanese movie from 2008 called Still Walking.
Yeah.
Directed by, let's see,
Hirokazu Koreeda.
Koreeda. It's okay.
And
starring Abe Hiroshi and Natsukawa Yui, I think. And those names probably don't mean anything to you guys at all because these people are more like television stars than they are movie stars in Japan.
Okay.
And but they're really popular. And this team actually, Abe Hiroshi plays a second oldest son, but he's the oldest son now because his brother died, and his new wife is actually someone who had already, whose first husband already died as well, and he's in a lot of dramas and she's in a lot of dramas, and they are actually really popular as like a love interest couple in dramas when they're together, and like people like seeing them go back and forth. And
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So you see a couple of dramas where they're something like that. But Still Walking 2008. It's basically a family drama.
Yeah.
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 When Abe Hiroshi goes to his his parents' house for a trip, they have
like a reunion every year that commemorates the death of the oldest brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like, you know, the son, which is Abe Hiroshi's character, and the other, I don't know what the woman's name is.
Natsukawa Yui?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was her name. My bad.
Yeah. No.
Natsukawa Yui, like her family, they come with, you know, all the kids and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And just kind of spend time with their elderly parents. I can't really tell how old their parents are. How old do you think they are?
Old.
Okay.
Really old. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of about like the inner workings about their family, and it's kind of it's serious, but it's also just like, you know, little bits of humor sprinkled throughout. So,
yeah. You see a lot of things in this movie. It's very tense throughout, even though it's like you're surrounded by family members because you know the Abe Hiroshi really doesn't get along well with his
dad,
and really to his mom. He kind of resents his mom every once in a while too, and also on top of that, he's I think he's in the middle of jobs or in between jobs.
Yeah, he's not having the best day.
Yeah. But he doesn't want to tell his parents that he doesn't have any money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you get through a lot of different emotions, and it's like it's a really good drama in the sense that it's like a family thing. Everything ties them together, but at the same time, they might not be all happy with each other all the time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else to add to the story.
That's pretty much it. Like, it's just a very close-knit family drama. Lots of like underlying kind of tensions throughout.
And
you see things kind of like bubble up to the surface and then, you know, kind of come back down again.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where you want to take this, Sam. You want to do like things you liked about the movie?
Yeah, sure.
And let's do a favorite scene too.
Okay. You want to go first?
No.
Okay. You go first then.
You can go first. Okay. I had to think of mine.
Okay. Okay. Things like the movie. I liked how the movie was paced. Like, I thought there was always, you know, another little piece of drama or humor to kind of push the movie along.
Right.
And I really, really liked, which is actually going to lead me to my favorite scene, all the cooking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like cooking a lot. And it kind of reminded me of my family in Bangladesh, because it's kind of like what their family's like, where they, you know, they just like cook a lot and goofy little bickering, and then, you know, someone comes and says like stupid shit, you know.
Right.
It's just like, you know, kind of lighthearted in that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my favorite scene's probably the one where they're cooking like the corn.
The corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The corn stuff. I don't know what it's called.
It's just like they're frying like tempura with like corn kernels.
Okay.
Yeah, which I've never seen that before, but it looks fun.
Yeah.
It did look fun. It looks like everyone liked to eat it too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I really liked like the familial connections that are, it's like, it's everything. When I go back to Japan, it's always like that.
Yeah.
It's always like that. And there are always people like cooking.
Yeah.
And I think it's not, it's a very non-American thing. If it was anywhere else, like, that's when people come over, it's just family. It's not like a Thanksgiving feast or anything like that. People just come over and cook and bitch, and
it's kind of like unstructured. I feel like a lot of the American stuff is pretty like, you know, for Thanksgiving, for example, you know, everybody comes in, you have like either Thanksgiving kind of like a really early supper, and then you watch football while, you know, cutting up Black Friday things. Black Friday coupons, like that's everybody's Thanksgiving, you know, basically. Whereas I know, like when I go back home, like there's not a big structure. It's just kind of like everyone is continuously cooking.
Yeah.
And like people are digging, like the kids are just running around fucking shit up, you know.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Yeah. I think, and my favorite scene is probably the cooking scene always sticks out, but I think it was, I really liked the part when the sushi guy comes to deliver.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, you know, the sushi man is obviously an acquaintance because of the smaller area.
Yeah.
It's a suburb of Yokohama, it seems like. Yeah, right, it seems right like by the ocean.
It seems almost like a small town kind of vibe. Like everybody kind of knows each other.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And
well, and especially their family, because the grandfather character is like a, was like a doctor.
He's like the community doctor in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And like, that guy, who was the sushi guy, was also in Sonatine and a lot of other movies that I've seen.
Hmm.
He usually plays a gangster.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun to see him as a sushi man role, just doing like a quick cameo. And it was a fun, it was fun little conversation to watch.
Yes.
You know, the family. There's not too many interactions with the family as a whole going back. I mean, interacting with people outside the house. You have the one where the guy comes, the son, the guy who the deceased son rescued in the ocean.
Yeah.
He comes by.
Which is really funny, and then later, like,
really sad and
sad
and bitter.
Yeah, shot in front.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have that interaction, which is really sad and spiteful.
Yeah.
But you have the sushi interaction where it's everything is all hunky dory and they're all fine. They're regular family, all polite and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they go back to eating sushi and they start doing their regular family stuff again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that scene a lot.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we forgot to mention that the director directed another film that happened in 2004 called Nobody Knows.
Yeah, that's the one. Is that the one about like the kids?
The kids that get left in an apartment by their mom.
Yeah, and they have to kind of like fend for themselves.
Yeah. And that's a really good movie. You guys haven't seen it, I would recommend it. It's not a happy movie at all, but it's a good movie nonetheless.
Yeah,
and it's one of those things where this guy, you know, there's hardly any music. And if there is a little bit of music, it's very...
In which one?
In both.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in both. And, you know, he kind of likes letting the camera just focus in on the people.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, like, in-your-face action or anything. It's just it's more
and
of
the
like
way he uses
slice of life.
The way he uses his camera shots, like, I really like, because they're, you know, kind of focused and not too, you know, like over the top. There are no, there's no like fun theatrical shots like in, you know, Wes Anderson film, like tracking between room to room. Even though I think almost the entire movie is in that house.
For Still Walking, I'd say 95%.
Yeah. And it's all basically just like still shots that, and there aren't like a lot of quick cuts.
Luc Besson likes to do. And it's like, even if a character is done in that one scene and that character leaves the scene, the camera will linger in that room.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
Yeah, I like that. It kind of added to the almost like somber nature of the movie.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Things you didn't like in general.
Things that didn't... Yeah, you kind of mentioning about like not having that much music. I kind of like to have
more music.
A lot more music. Although when they did use music, especially at the beginning and the end, I really liked that.
Yeah, for sure.
So like he knows how to use music real well.
This is a good little soundtrack.
Yeah. I would have liked to see a little bit more music, and I would have liked for them to maybe have like the end I felt was kind of weird because it's like there's an ending and then you have that voiceover about what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
And then they come back and like you see them kind of in the future. It was just a little awkward the way
that was. Yeah, I don't think they really knew how to end it.
Yeah, that transition was just a little awkward.
Yeah.
But
I can understand what you're saying considering the pacing is basically you're going to go through this whole thing.
Yeah, and like
and they're going to leave.
Up to
and
that
if they
point,
left on the bus, it would have been fine.
Yeah, and
they
up
just
to
left
that,
it at that.
Exactly. And up to that point, it'd been great. Like I thought the pacing was just great, you know,
right.
From one thing to another and it's all pretty believable and makes sense just in that one day because it's all the entire movie is just one day basically one day and then the next morning
yeah.
So I thought all that stuff was fine up until the very end when it has that weird transition. I didn't like that that much.
I'm trying to think things I didn't like. I didn't like the pacing as much as you like the pacing.
Okay.
I thought it was a little long.
Okay.
I don't think it was like, I don't think you can make it any shorter.
Okay.
You know? And I was just, you know, looking at it from Anybody Knows now that I found out the director directed Nobody Knows.
Yeah.
It makes sense how it's done like that because Nobody Knows is a pretty long movie as well.
Okay.
Yeah. But Nobody Knows, and the ending for that one, oh my God, it's pretty. But a little tidbit about Nobody Knows, the lead actor of the
kids,
the boy, beat out Tom Cruise at the Cannes Film Festival that year for Best Actor.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. Cool for that little kid.
Yeah. Take that, Tom Cruise.
Tom Hanks, my bad. Tom Hanks. That would make more sense. I don't think Tom Cruise has ever been nominated for that at the Cannes Film Festival.
Why not?
Yeah.
He did Valkyrie.
Yeah, for sure, right? I didn't like the pacing as much at some points. I can't remember what I thought was like, well, we don't really need this scene.
But, is it the one with the butterfly?
Oh, yeah, the butterfly. But you kind of needed that to show like how messed up the mom was. All the scenes, what I really like about the movie is that all the scenes, it's not a heavy-handed, like, this is how this character is. All the
Steven
scenes
Spielberg
up,
didn't direct this one.
Yeah, right? Because like each scene has a purpose, and it lets on to the whatever character you're looking at, you know, what's in their head or what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know? And I really liked it in that regard. Why don't we do top 10? I mean,
the 10-point scale?
The 10-point scale and why, my friend.
Okay.
And would you recommend it or not?
Okay. I'm probably feeling like a kind of like a light 7.5 to like a light 8.
Right.
Somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
Because, I like the movie a lot just because, like, so much of the movie reminded me of my family back home. Like,
yeah.
I was almost homesick by the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the grandma's almost exactly like my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't have grandfathers left.
Oh.
But when, my dad's dad was kind of like a hard ass.
Yeah.
The way that the grandfather is in.
Right.
In the movie. And so, yeah. And I also just really like the cooking stuff.
Yeah,
I like
it was
cooking,
awesome.
So.
That's like the first 30 minutes of the movie were them just cooking and like getting ready for the day.
Yes.
You know, which I liked.
So, I liked all of that
like
stuff.
Like a 7.5 or a light 8 is what you're giving it.
Yeah.
And would you recommend it? Why would you recommend it and who would you recommend it to?
I'd probably recommend it to like most people if they kind of want like a little bit more of a somber, kind of a serious family drama.
Yeah.
But not something that's going to make you feel like really sad at the end. Because I was kind of like happy and kind of like nostalgic at the end.
Right.
I would recommend it for that reason. I probably wouldn't recommend it if you can't stand slower moving movies.
Yeah.
Because it does move pretty slow. I tend to like slower moving movies sometimes. Right. And so, if you're not in the mood for it, if you just don't want to, what is it? Delay gratification. I don't really recommend this one. But I like this one. I thought it was pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you, Andy?
I would give it just an 8.
Okay.
Just like a strong 8. It's never going to be an 8.5, but I really liked it because it was totally, it brought me back to when I hang out in Japan with my family. You know? I don't know why, but I think it's just
the tiles.
It's just like a the taking the bath and everything, and going up and down the streets and everything was really cool. Like, we don't live by the water in Japan, but it's like, you know, everyone's walking up a hill to go do something, or everybody knows everyone in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
and it was one of those things where
maybe that's just like a
it's not an American thing.
Because like right now where we live in Lubbock, like, we have no idea who our neighbors are. But if I'm pretty sure if you were in Japan or if I was in Bangladesh, like, I know my neighbors who live, you know, in Bangladesh still.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right.
So like. Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, you know.
It's like a cultural difference.
Yeah, because when you're watching them, like, walk the street or do anything outside and they see bystanders, and, you know, it's like a very polite culture. So everyone's, like, saying hi, even though they've never seen each other before.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It reminded me, well, it would obviously remind me a lot about Japan because it is Japanese, but it was a very cool slice of life. It reminded me of my summers there, and it seems like it's in the summer over there, too.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Well,
it,
yeah, they complain about the heat.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple times. Right. How hot does it get in Japan? I don't really know.
Depends. Well, it's a tropical area. So, like, where we live, it's like, it's the same latitude as Atlanta. But it's, and think of Atlanta, but surrounded by jungle.
Okay.
So it's fucking warm.
So it gets to like
and
the,
sweaty. And
like it gets
June,
to like 100
like,
plus?
Yeah, yeah. And in June, it's just more like sweaty and sticky, man. And in June, early July, that's when the rainy season comes in.
Yeah.
So you kind of have, you know, like last time I was there, the whole week and a half I stayed at my grandparents, 2 weeks there I stayed at my grandparents' house, it rained half the yearly average.
Okay.
Within those 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, which was not normal, but
Yeah, I mean, I think that's close to the same latitude as Bangladesh, because it gets pretty, it doesn't get quite as hot, because I think the hottest it gets is like around maybe like 90.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's really hot and sticky and like
rock
humid
on.
And yeah, and it rains.
Yeah, dude. I think it was a good movie to pick, man, because it was one of those things where it's a very relatable movie. And, you know, I think straight up white people could understand, like, oh, yeah, my parents are like that, too. You know, the parents, the characters are the same. It's like kind of like
and
the manner in which they go about meeting each other is
and
different.
And I think the way that, like, to Hirokazu Koreeda's credit, like, the way he directs it, it kind of, like, brings you into how all of the characters are feeling. Like, you really care about
you really
all of
know
the characters.
About them. Yeah, yeah.
Even if they, you know, don't talk very much.
For
or,
sure.
You know, aren't really like the main character,
yeah.
Especially the grandparents, or the parents.
Yeah. It was a really good movie, and all the characters are unique and have their own little things going on.
Yes,
and I thought for a movie like that, you can't fault its pacing. I just didn't like it, but you know, you needed that time length to have everything kind of work its way in.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
I enjoyed it. So it's an 8. I would recommend it if you like foreign movies, if you like family movies. It's not, if you can't take slower paced movies, then it's not going to be for
it's
you.
Really,
but
yeah.
If you like watching movies like that, it's a good payoff at the end. You feel good after watching it.
Yeah. And it's on Netflix, so
it is on Netflix. So check it out.
Yeah, because it's a Criterion Collection movie, and usually that stuff is not. So
right,
I thought it was kind of neat that it was on Netflix. But
yeah, that's a solid pick, Sam.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Tell us what you thought about the movie, you know, after you catch it on Netflix.
Yeah,
if you like it, if you hate it. Yeah, we appreciate your questions and comments. So yeah, don't be afraid. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.